Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hey, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and it's time for more AOR, Melodic Rock. They'd be wearing their hearts on their sleeves if their shirts had any sleeves. Let's kick things off with a song by a guy named Lauren Rowan. He was born and raised in suburban New England, in a town called Wayland, Massachusetts, 20 miles west of Boston. He had two older brothers, Peter and Chris. It was a musical family, and the three brothers eventually formed a band they called the Rowans. They were signed to Asylum Records by Clive Davis and released three country rock albums. The brothers eventually split up and Lauren formed his own band called The Edge in San Francisco. Lauren Rowan and The Edge released one album called Supply and Demand in 1985. Let's hear the first song on that record. This is Lauren Rowan and The Edge and Waited Too Long.
Watching love slip away, wiping the tears from my eyes, hoping to find the words to say. But it's too late to cry. Oh my, 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 my darling, I know that off with someone new. I see her walking back. She doesn't know what I'm going. And I still wonder why. Oh my, 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 my darling, I just wanna know, where did love go?
I waited too long.
Southern Sons is an Australian group that grew out of a pop band called The State. That band, The State, had one album called Elementary, released in 1989. Basically what happened is a 19-year-old guitar prodigy named Jack Jones joined that band, The State, and they changed the name to Southern Sons. In July of 1990, they released their debut single, Heart in Danger, and it was a top 10 hit in Australia. Let's hear it.
All of my life, all of my life, I stood outside the circle, right outside the circle, being so wrong, somehow felt right.
Sandy Stewart is a singer-songwriter from Houston, Texas. In 1983, she collaborated heavily with Stevie Nicks on Stevie's second solo album, The Wild Heart. And that same year, she released an album of her own called Cat Dancer on Stevie Nicks' label, Modern Records. It's a very strong AOR album. Let's hear a song from it by Sandy Stewart. This is called Not Like the Others. This next guy, Rick Matthews, had a couple albums released in the early 80s, but only in Japan. Then, in 1991, he signed with Hollywood Records and released one album in the US called Only the Young. Let's hear the title track. Tom DeLuca started his career as a songwriter in Nashville at the end of the 70s, co-wrote songs for Aldo Nova, Molly Hatchet, among others. He eventually signed a deal with Epic as a solo artist and went to England to record his debut solo album with producer James Guthrie. That record was released in 1986 and called Down to the Wire. Let's hear the title track by Tom DeLuca.
We used to put the top down. just roll inside my head. I'm down to the wire.
Alpha was an American band previously known as Aura. Chris Impellitteri was actually a member of that band. Alpha released one record, self-titled album in 1987, as a trio. Let's hear a song from it, by Alpha. This is called Run For Your Life. Alexa Anastasia is a singer from Switzerland who teamed up with AOR legend Paul Sabu. Paul Sabu's band Only Child backed her up on the album, which was called Alexa and came out in 1989. Let's hear a song from it by Alexa. This is called We Don't Remember Why. Okay, it's time for the traditional Canadian segment on AOR AOK. Let's kick things off with a band called Michael Fury, which featured Miles Hunter, Martin Jones, Rob Kennedy, and Dave Mihal. The band released an album in 1984 called Affairs in Babylon. Then when they went out on tour, they realized that their name Michael Fury was confusing, and most people just assumed that Miles Hunter, the frontman, was actually Michael Fury. At that point, they decided to change the name of the band to Refugee and re-release the album under that moniker. Let's hear a song from it by Michael Fury. This is called Janie, Here We Go Again. Up next in the Canadian segment is a Canadian songwriter named John Mullane, who went by Jonathan M. for his early solo releases. We're going to hear a song from his self-titled 1994 album. This is Jonathan M. and Don't Forget Me.
Thank you.
Closing out the Canadian segment is a guy named Eddie Max, who released a record called Hot Paint in 1993. That album was co-produced by Jimmy Waldo, who was in New England and Alcatraz. Let's hear a song by Eddie Max called Where Is the Love? This next band, Hero, as far as I can tell, released just one 4-song EP in 1987, and that's it. Let's hear the title track from that EP by Hero. This is called Every Time.
So long. Yeah.
This next band, Venice, was formed where else but in Venice, California in 1977 by cousins Michael Lennon and Kip Lennon. Michael's brother Mark joined the band in 78, and Kip's brother Pat joined the band in 1980. So you had two sets of brothers, four cousins in this group. They released a self-titled album with Atlantic in 1990. Let's hear a song from it by Venice. This is called Kaylee. Seasons in Color were a German band, released one album in 1991 called Nothing But New. Let's hear a song by Seasons in Color. This is called Hold On.
Hold on.
No Sweat were an Irish rock band, released a self-titled debut album in 1990, which was produced by Keith Olsen and recorded at the Goodnight LA studio in California. Let's hear a song by No Sweat from that 1990 record. It's called On the Edge. Singer for this next band, Drive She Said, Mark Mangold, was also in the band Touch. I believe that Greg Snaz picked their song Listen as his number one song for the Best of AOR AOK episode. We're going to hear a song from the second Drive She Said album. The album's called Drivin' Wheel, came out in 1991. This is a song called Hard to Hold. Dag Finn is a Swedish musician who released an album in 1991 called The Wonderful World of D. Finn. Let's hear a song from it. This is Dag Finn, a song called What Goes Around Will Come Around.
Reputation is known so well, and she's a girl who should have known better, better, better. But in his eyes, she saw the promise of paradise, and when he smiled, she thought she was in heaven.
Up next is another Swedish act, a band called Masquerade. Let's hear a song from their 1992 self-titled debut. This is called Four Letter Words.
I will be done.
Skin Diver wasn't really a band. The album that came out in 1993 featured a singer named Tony D, but all of the instruments on the record were played by Jonah Coslin from the Michael Stanley Band. Let's hear a song from that record by Skin Diver. It's called Burn It to the Ground. This next singer, Jacqueline, was born in the Netherlands but moved to Germany in 1990 and started singing in cover bands. She eventually linked up with a musician named Ronald Williams. He was in a band called the Spoiled Brats, and when that band split up, he had set up his own studio, started engineering, producing for bands. He linked up with Jacqueline, they recorded a demo, landed a record deal, and released an album in 1996 called Marble Rose. Let's hear a song from it by Jacqueline. This is called Waterfall. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
This next song was actually sent to me by friend to us all, John Lamoureux. This guy, Cliff Magnus, was born in Lubbock, Texas. He would eventually go on to write songs for Avril Lavigne and Kelly Clarkson, among others. But back in 1994, he released a solo album called Solo. And it's a pretty good AOR record. So we're going to hear two songs from it. We're going to hear the song that John Lamoureux originally sent me, called Jenny's Still in Love. And then what might be my favorite song from the album, a song called If We Can't Do It. So I'm going to leave you with two songs by Cliff Magnus. And thanks to John Lamoureux for turning me on to this record.
be back.